special place in God's heart. And Adil is from there, and he has a great perspective on a lot of the things that we don't really understand. I mean, we hear about Islam, and we know a little bit about it, but Adil is going to come and share his perspective that he has growing up with people of that area, both Christian and Islamic, and he has a great insight into life over there. And so can you please welcome Professor Adil Abadir.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank God, God redeemed Egypt. The Bible tells us, God said, blessed be the people of Egypt. So we are all redeemed. We are all sinners. We are all transgressed against God, but God redeemed us all. We sit in the back, not to be separate from you. We sit in the back because I have a neck surgery, fused, so I have to need a wall. And my wife, Kimberly, in the back also, she has an earlier fusion in her lower back. So be mercy on us. So let's praise God, because God created every day, and today is the day the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am glad because in America I get to have to extend my life, or God allow me to extend my life. I had about maybe 20 surgeries in the last 15 years. I have 2 knee replacement, 2 hip replacement, 1 shoulder replacement, 2 heart stent, fusion lower back, fusion in my neck, elbows, rest everywhere, but I'm stronger than most of you, and I can beat you silly. So don't have mercy on me. God give us a lot of things. It's just the lens we use. I choose, me and my wife, we choose the lens that praise God and see God. Even see God in the midst of everything. Even sometimes when things is not clear or cloudy, we see God and make everything clear. I grew up in Egypt, majority Muslim, and so is the Islam I see in Egypt, when Muslims are the majority, where our rule, our constitution is based on the law of the Quran and Sharia, which is Islamic law. It's very different from the Islam you see here, where Muslims are minority, between 1 and 2%. About 2 years ago, I think Pastor Todd invited me, and I talk about gradualism in Islam, where when they are small, they are before Hijra, they were very peaceful and talk like Jesus. And then they isolate themselves, and once they have dominance, they dominate and rule, and they don't allow anybody to be equal to them, because they are the chosen one, they have the last prophet, and they have the best revelation. One of the things I talk about today when I talk with Pastor Todd is we agree on talk about an Islamic perspective on Jesus. And when I talk about Islamic perspective on Jesus, I don't use any source other than Islamic sources, other than primary Islamic sources, which are the Quran. And the Quran is what the Muslim believes that was revealed from God to the Prophet Muhammad, Prophet of Islam, through Angel Gabriel or Angel Gabriel. Okay. Muslims also do not believe in our Bible. So the Bible we have right now is a distorted Bible, a skewed Bible, shrewd Bible. It's Bible that the devil make us use. So they don't believe that the four writers of the Bible wrote the Bible. Muslims believe there is a Bible that was revealed to Jesus. Muslims believe there is a Torah that is revealed to Moses. So nothing of them is written but by God. So here it gives you a good understanding of when you said, oh, believe in the Bible. No, you don't believe in my Bible. You don't believe in my Bible that Jesus was crucified. To them, God will be so cruel or so stupid to let his son or to let a good prophet be crucified. So God tricks the people who want to crucify Jesus by making in 2 stories, one of the disciples to volunteer to take Jesus' place. But the more common story is God make Judas Iscariot look like Jesus. So who was crucified on the cross? Who's the one who betrayed Jesus? It's Judas. So what God did to Jesus, God sent angel and lifted him to heaven, and Jesus will come again in the last days, and then we'll preach certain sermon, I will share it with you, and then we'll die, and then the world will end. Story is fascinating. Many of my Muslim friends, when they come to talk to you, said, in our Holy Quran, we have a chapter called Maryam. Maryam is Mary, Surah Maryam, or chapter of Maryam, or Mary, the mother of Jesus. But they never tell you, there is also a chapter called the elephant, or the spider, or the apostate, or the animals. So I said, tell me, if you have all of this variety, why don't you share all? Why don't you just give me this, and you give me one verse from one chapter in Mary? Also, I will share with you, when the God of the Quran tried to praise Mary, give her the negative praise when he said, I don't see any criminal in you. You are not whores or sluts. That's what God praised Mary. And I will show it to you. I call it the negative praise. You are not criminal. You are not greedy. You are not ugly. Never said you are meek or you are humble or you are virtuous. So let's see how the story works. So here, Jesus gives a glad, with the glad tiding of God and a word from God. So here's the angels, not one angel. Angels came to Mary. You can read this better than hearing me because my accent will kill you. Okay, oh Mary, God give you good news, a word from him. So Jesus is what? Pay attention. Jesus is the word from God, or the word of God. Jesus is the word. But they're going to negate this a little bit later. Okay? And he will be regarded, will be worthy of regard in the world and thereafter, and of those who made near to us. So it's funny because we tell our Muslim friend in the Arab world, we are Christian, we are the follower of Jesus. And God said he will praise Jesus and elevate him in other verse, above all prophet, and elevate the people who believe in Jesus above all prophet. But we are transgressor because we don't believe in the Bible that God revealed to Jesus. So we tell our Muslim friend, where is the Bible? Said there is no existence to it. So the Muslim believe in a Bible that has no existence. And said the Bible that we read, that Jesus is the Son of God, came to save the world, came to redeem us and to invite us to be new creation, to be born from above, to be saved, to be pure and redeemed by his blood on the cross. This, all of this is a fallacy, especially they put more on the Apostle Paul for some reason. Okay. Allah command, here is how God commanded Mary when I said, is the negative praise. O sister of Aaron, your father was not a man of evil, nor was your mother an unchaste. Unchaste has a bad term in Arabic, it's more like is the whore. This is the negative. And pay attention here. Also, the Quran confused between two Marys. There is Mary, the sister of Aaron and Moses, who is a prophetess, and this is the daughter of Imran, like Moses, Aaron, and Mary were the son of Imran. There is a verse, there is a whole chapter called the family of Imran. And they think that Jesus, the daughter of Imran in some verses, or the sister of Aaron, is the same as Jesus, the mother. Sorry, is the same as Mary, the mother of Jesus. So there are two Marys. So pay attention to this. I'm going to tell you the story here. The cousin of the first wife of Muhammad, his name was Waraka bin Nawfal, was a monk, was a Christian monk who read the Torah and the Bible in Arabic and Hebrew. And he is the one who taught Muhammad and who told Muhammad, you are a prophet. And he told Muhammad a lot, give Muhammad a lot of teaching and a lot of insight. But maybe his memory was confused by telling Mary, the mother of Jesus, is the Mary, the daughter of Imran, or is the Mary, the sister of Aaron and Moses? Okay. One of the miracles that, again, included in the hidden Bible that no one talk about is that Jesus spoke when he was a child. And what Jesus says, so peace be on me, the day I was born, the day I will die, and the day I should be raised up to life. According to Muslim, Jesus have not died yet. Jesus has not died yet. On the day of crucifixion, Muslim believes that God sent angel and elevated Jesus to heaven, which is, I said, like, if he elevated to Jesus to heaven and then will come back, that means he was born, come again, and die, and then go back to God. So, and here is one of the questions that they have no answer. We believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, God, incarnate in human flesh, was born, died, crucified, died, and was raised from death in the third day, and ascended to heaven after 40 days, and will come back at the end of the days. Okay. And now here, when try to say, no, Jesus is no son of God, Jesus is, or no God, the incarnate, Jesus is made from dust. Why all of this? Why try to reduce Jesus to be just a prophet? I'm going to tell you the story. There is a reason for it. So the similarity between Jesus and Adam, both of them are made from dust. Even Jesus does not have a father. According to Muslims, they believe that Mary was virgin when she delivered Jesus. So Jesus did not come as the only human that did not come through the sexual act or the relation between man and a woman. Okay. God strengthened Jesus with the Holy Spirit. Pay attention. The Holy Spirit confused Muslim, because the Holy Spirit is the word or the expression or the God entity that was mentioned in the Bible. So Waraka bin Nawfal, when he mentioned it to Muhammad, Muhammad said, Gabriel mentioned. So there is a Ruh al-Qudus, if you know Arabic, or the Holy Spirit. So here God, who have made some of the messenger to excel the others. So Jesus excel all other messengers, and the follower of Jesus excel all the other on earth and in heaven, but we are not the follower of Jesus. We are the follower of the teaching of the devil, because we don't follow the Bible that God revealed to Jesus, because that's what Muslims believe in it. It does not exist, and say that is the trick of the devil. So the Bible we read today, that is not a holy book. Okay. The Holy Spirit, so here, like at certain time when said, oh, Holy Spirit, oh, this is God, and Holy Spirit, God strengthened Jesus with the Holy Spirit. So let's explain what the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, in other verses, become Angel Gabriel. The angel that God used to reveal. So God write the Quran and give it to Gabriel, the angel, and Gabriel come to Muhammad and tell him, I will recite the Quran so you remember it and tell it to people. So the Holy Spirit has brought the revelation from thy Lord. This is the talk from Allah to Muhammad, the prophet of Islam. So the Holy Spirit is not God. The Holy Spirit is a, which is fascinating, how the Holy Spirit as an angel strengthen Jesus. It's something to think about. Okay. Jesus was more than an apostle of Allah and his world. No Trinity. Said no Trinity. So I put it in different colors so you focus on this. So what is Trinity? Pay attention. Our Trinity here is our God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. To Muslims, the Trinity is Allah, God the Father, Mary, God the Mother, Jesus, God the Son. Pay attention to this, because I'm going to show you later on that God never have a woman and never have a baby. So they always think about this physical or sexual or earthy making of a person. They don't understand the spiritual being, the eternal being, God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Okay. Jesus asked the disciple to be Muslim. So here is Muhammad when try to convince the Christian to be a Muslim. So tells them, if you believe in Jesus and you believe in Muhammad, God will double your reward. If you believe in Jesus, you have a reward. If you believe in Jesus and Muhammad, God will what? So you even have more rewards than anyone else. Because if you don't believe in anyone and you believe in Muhammad, you have one reward. But if you Christian, I'm going to give you a double coupon or double discount if you can play this on a store. Okay? And all prophets are Muslims, from Adam to Noah to Abraham to Jesus. All are what? Muslim. The word Muslim, you can take it as a proper word. Muslim mean I am Muslim, I adhere to Islamic faith. A Muslim mean I submit. So Islam means submission. When Muslim tell you, oh, Islam is salam. No, it's two different words. Islam is submission to Allah word. That is Islam. Or Islam is submission. So if I have a gun and I want to hold you, I ask you to salam. That means give up, give me your wallet. This is the submission. This is Islam in Arabic. So came here, which is to me is not a bad word, but I wish like people have Zakara said, Islam is submission, not peace. Peace is salam. Like maybe phonetically close to each other, but there is a letter, Islam, salam. Okay? God sent Moses and Jesus as a guide before Muhammad. So God sent all of this prophet, but according to Muslim myths, God created Muhammad before everyone. That's why as a gate of the Garden of Eden, there was La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulallah. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. So if Adam knows this, and it was written as the gate of Garden of Eden, all prophets were Muslim, and all prophets came to make the coming of the last prophet, the best prophet, Al-Mustafa, the chosen prophet, Muhammad, including Jesus. And here's the mix between what John the Baptist said about Jesus, just shift it a little. What John the Baptist said about Jesus is what Jesus said about what? Muhammad. So Jesus to Muhammad is John the Baptist to Jesus. Okay? And here God, the verse about God raised Jesus to himself. I will take thee and raise thee to myself and clear thee from all falsehood of those blasphemers, and so and so. Okay, next. Again, there is no Trinity. I think I repeated this. I apologize. Okay. Jesus' miracle. So they believe that Jesus, in his miracle, he asked God to send the table. I'm not sure if it is related to Peter. When God sends the table come from heaven, and Peter asked God, oh, I cannot eat what I'm prohibited from eating, but God tell him, everything I made is good for you, and so on. So when the people ask Jesus for miracle, food and what? Do you know what I have? Do you know my name? If you know my name, if you know what I have in my home, you are a prophet. So here is this here. So Jesus asked, go back to it. Okay, so here Jesus asked God to bring a table. Instead, it's the story of the fish and the bread, the loaf of bread and the fish, and Jesus feeds the group of hungry people. And the second one, pay attention to this, like I'm a sorcerer or I have magic power. And I inform you of what you eat and what you store in your home. I know everything. Now, maybe I missed to explain this to you. So far, what I'm giving to you, all of this is direct writing or direct quotation from the Holy Quran, the sacred book of Islam. On the top when you see Al-Imran, the family of Imran. Remember who is related to Imran? No, Moses and? Moses, Aaron, and? Mary. But the Quran make Maryam or Mary the mother of Jesus, is the daughter of Imran and the sister of Aaron and so on. So here is the miracle, is more of the earthly miracle. I can give you food. I can tell you what you do. I know what you have in your home. I know how many dollars in your pocket and so on. Yes. Jesus praying in response to people to show miracle. Okay. You can do this. Here. Now pay attention to this now. Heretic believes that Jesus and his mother are God. There is nothing in the Bible referred that Jesus' mother was God. Maybe there are certain heretic clan of people in the peninsula, in the Arabian Peninsula, or the explanation of the cousin of Muhammad's wife, who the monk who knows the Bible in Arabic and Hebrew, so some people maybe believed in this. But it's like, who you tell this? So pay attention here. Gods, there is a Trinity. In Christianity, we have God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, eternal. In Islam, they've said, oh, Christians believe in God the Father, Mary, the Mother, and Jesus the Son. So, continue. Allah does not have a wife. So this is the whole case here. So if people who believe that there is a wife, that means she's a goddess, it is not, Allah does not have a wife or a son. So here is the response to the Trinity that we have, because our Trinity is all in one. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So this will tell you how this is this. Okay? And can you get back to the previous? Pay attention. Yes, so this is Surah Jinn. Muslims believe that Allah created ins, human, and jinn. And jinn can confuse people. And some of the jinn who are created of fire, some of them are believer. Jinn or genies, like genies in the bottle, or this Surah Al-Jinn. In Islam, they believe that God created human and jinn to worship him. But many of the human transgressed, and many of the jinn also transgressed. But there are some jinn or genies who worship Allah, and they will also go to heaven. Even though in the Quran they believe that God makes jinn from fire. So it's fascinating concept. And. Okay. Here, Maryam is a chapter of Mary. Allah does not have a son. Remember, Allah does not have a wife. Allah does not have a female companion. Allah does not have a son, and so on. So is there misunderstanding of the Bible, and whatever they remember, they said it or they wrote it, and so on. Okay, next. Some of Jesus' followers are rebellious. Who are Jesus' followers? The people who said we are not going to follow, are not Muslim, or the people, the descendant of the Christian who rejected Islam. So Muhammad tried to appeal to Christians. Tried to say, if you believe in Jesus, you get double reward. God raised Jesus above all prophet. And God raised you above all people who believe in prophet. But if you believe in Jesus and me, I will show it to you. You got more than that. God will double your reward and so on. But here, we, Paul, Peter, the disciple who all believe that Jesus Christ is God incarnate, God in the flesh, came to save the world, came to be crucified, to pay for the sin of the world, and to be risen and resurrected from the dead and the risen to give us new life and prepare eternal kingdom for us, does not exist. Okay. Next. Jews say they killed Jesus. However, Jesus was not crucified. And this the Muslims said, like, our God is stronger than your God. Our God is more just than your God. Your God killed his son. It's weak. He could not even save his son. They don't understand. This is a God plan to save us. And the human, the Jesus, not Jesus Christ died. Jesus died on the cross. And Christ and God raised Jesus from dead. As give us the new creation, the new revival of life to be new people and new things. So here Jesus said, like Jews say, he killed Jesus, but he did not. In every verse in the Bible, and this is funny because this is a surah on women. And so the Muslim named the surah years after Muhammad died. So you can see, like here, what is the relation between crucifixion and people believe, and the name of the surah woman, it is, you get a little bit confused. Okay. So Jesus was not crucified. Jesus was elevated. Okay. Next. Jesus in Hadith. What is Hadith? So far what I give to you earlier on is what? Is what revealed in the Quran. What Muslim believes that Allah, God, sent or give to recite it to Angel Jibreel, and Angel Jibreel, the Holy Spirit, reveal it to Muhammad. Now is Hadith. Hadith is what Muhammad say and share with people. And in the Quran, there are many teaching and many verses said, you have to believe in what Allah command you and what the Prophet command you. What Allah permit and the Prophet permit, what Allah prohibit and what the Prophet prohibit. So following what the Prophet say is as important as following what? The Quran. So Hadith mean talk or speech or conversation. So Jesus is the only person. So here is fascinating. So Jesus now, the only person in whole creation from Adam till the last person who is born, just the devil or Satan does not touch his, this, what you call this? Not the placenta, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. So everybody when is born, the devil touches them, makes this person fall in person, except Jesus, because he tried but failed. Said, okay, so you believe someone who immune? Okay, I will take that. Muhammad saw Jesus in paradise. There is surah and in the Quran and Hadith that if God elevated Jesus to heaven, so why not Muhammad go to heaven? So there is a story, God provide a mule, and the mule is name is Ya'far, and this mule is the mule that all prophet used, or the father and grandfathers of the mule have been used by Noah and Abraham and Adam. And so this is the mule that God made to be used by prophet. And he took the mule from Mecca to Jerusalem. That's according to the story, Isra and Mi'raj. And when he went to Jerusalem, all the prophet was raised from death, and Muhammad led them in a prayer. So Muhammad met all the prophet in Jerusalem after they all raised from the dead and led them in a prayer. And then the mule took Muhammad to heaven. And in heaven, Muhammad saw everyone from Adam to Abraham to Isaac to Noah to all to Jesus, and even saw God at the end. And he was the only person who's allowed to enter God in Bab Sidrat al-Muntaha. And he said what Muhammad said about Adam, which we're all going to be like Adam if we go to heaven, but unfortunately we're not going to go to heaven because we're not Muslim. But all Muslims, they go to heaven, they will be as Adam, who will be 60 cubits tall, which is about 30 meters tall. So in the Bible, we talk about Adam and the aging of Adam, where people used to live about 800,000-900,000 years, and then the age started to decrease, especially after Noah and the ark. And for Muhammad, according to him, it was not in the age, it was in the height. So Adam was 30 meters tall or 60 cubits tall, and then people start to be short. But when we go to paradise, we're all going to be 30 meters tall. So I will be a midget there. Okay. So, and he said about Jesus, like to tell people, like to so to believe me, so I can tell you I met the devil. Give us proof of the devil. The devil has red tail and has horn and makes wish. So who is Jesus? Jesus was curly hair and red face and so on. Oh, really? Curly hair? Okay, curly hair. I take that. Red face, I don't take it. Because Jesus should look like me. I'm ugly, but you can get the things here. Muhammad here, when he tried to attract the Christian, said, I'm the closest to Jesus. So if you love Jesus, love me. I don't want to say it, but it's a good salesman tactic. I know your mom. I know your neighbor. Oh, your neighbor, I know them. They are my best friend. And so that is good. Next. Here, believer in Jesus who believe in Muhammad will what? Get double reward. There's always sales and there's always reward. And by the way, in Islam, everything you do is reward. If you pray by yourself at home, has a reward. If you go to the mosque, has 10 reward. If you go to work with the congregation in the mosque, maybe have 100 reward. If you pray on a dead person, has a reward. If you go to the mosque to participate in the prayer, mourning the person, you have maybe 10 rewards. If you go to the pureyard place, you may have 100 reward. And this reward will get you more reward, like how big is your palace, how many hurayin or six God created. Hurayin are the most beautiful things that God don't exist on earth, because we believe women on earth are ugly, so God will make women less ugly. They don't sweat, they don't spit, they don't pass gas, they don't use a toilet, they don't talk, and they are always young, and their body and their, let's not go there. But it is a clear example, gravity doesn't work on them, and so it is the seven attributes of God, and God will give every Muslim believer 72. And so on, and so this is the reward of this. That's why it's like, you don't be surprised when you see 16 years old or 18 years old in Afghanistan or Pakistan, like, bomb themselves, suicide bomber, because they said, like, what do you want to get on earth? You're going to get much, much, much more if you go to heaven. So if you bomb yourself, if you have jihad, you struggle for God's name, for Islam, and you are not killing people. You are purifying the world from evildoer and making the world better for Muslims to dominate and to share the truth, the last truth that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad and so on. So you see the reward here is a very, very sophisticated scheme. Okay? We're very close, so be patient. We're at what, 26 now? So maybe two will be done. Pay attention to this. Jesus disbelieved himself. To tell you that Jesus even disbelieved himself when somebody invokes the name of Allah. So Jesus saw somebody stealing and asked the person, do you steal? And said, no, in the name of Allah, I swear by Allah, I did not. So Jesus said, I disbelieve my eye and I believe you because you invoked Allah. It's fascinating. Even though, Jesus told people earlier on in the Quran, I know what you have in your home, I know what you eat, and I can get you any food you want. So which one? Why do you know all of this and you don't know if that person was a thief or not? Don't you know if the money or the thing in his pocket belong to him or not. So this is, again, to just belittle. There are strange things, but all of these are hadith. The source is there. The file, you can keep it if anyone want to use it. You want to ask me questions. But get to know. So people will tell you different story. Okay, because I cannot tell you the whole story in half an hour. So I tell you what it seemed to be a good, rounded story about how Muslims believe in Jesus. Last one, or next one, is the second coming of Jesus. So pay attention, second coming of Jesus. Who have crosses on their worship place? Christian, what Jesus will do to the cross? Kill the pigs. And what? Break the cross. Because we worship false God. And we don't worship the cross. The cross is the symbol of God, eternal and perfect love. To come to us as one of us, perfect human, who pay for the sin of all humanity, and to conquer death, to give us all. But Jesus will kill the pigs. The pigs has something to do, like impurity in the Torah, and even in Jesus, when Jesus took the devil and put them on pigs. But also, who are the pigs? And monkeys, or apes and swine. In many verses in the Quran, we are referred to as the son of apes and swine. And God cursed us and cursed people who did not believe in Muhammad by cursing them into what? Apes and swine. Apes and swine are Christian and Jews. So he will kill the pigs and will break the cross. And then will lead prayer, and then the world will end. Think. Next. When Jesus descend, will judge people by the law of the? There is no Bible. Even God. I wonder, why don't you let Muhammad? Because Moses came with the Torah. Jesus came with the Bible. Muhammad came with the Quran. Why Jesus come to judge people with the Quran? But pay attention too. And what he says, he gives Jesus good credit. Who will judge the living and the dead? Jesus. But oh, he will judge, but not because he already killed the pig and what? Breaks the cross. And Jesus told, I and the disciple and all the prophets who preceded me are what? Are Muslims. So let us judge according to the rule of the Quran. So here, by the law of the Quran and not by the law of the gospel. Pay attention. The gospel that God revealed to Jesus is not even our gospel that Muslims believe is distorted and is corrupt. So God gave a gospel, revealed gospel to Jesus that does not exist except in the mind of Muslim and does not exist. Give me just one verse of the gospel that you refer to. Said, oh, we don't know. You wicked people destroyed it. So, and here, so if there is no, because it's completely amazing to me, but sometimes you see the contradiction here in what you say. So God, we said, I give the gospel to Jesus, but the gospel is no good. I reveal a better book, the Quran. So I'll tell Jesus, oh, which book you have? So he said, oh, I got the Bible. I said, don't use the Bible, don't use the gospel, use the Quran. So why don't you let Muhammad do it? No, because I ask you to do it. Think about as a drama here. It's fascinating drama. Next. Should be the end. So here. Jesus made of dust lion Adam. It is like Adam. Fix. He's asleep now. He doesn't look at me. Correct this. It's not lion Adam. It's like Adam. We tried to fix it yesterday, but our computer failed. He's a prophet like other. Prophesied of a glad tidings of the prophet Muhammad. received the Holy Spirit, but Muhammad also received the Holy Spirit, was a Muslim. All prophets from Adam to Muhammad were Muslim. He asked his disciple to be a Muslim. When some of the disciples rejected, become transgressor, and God cursed them. Was sinless. Satan touched all people except Jesus. Was not crucified. Maybe Judas was crucified because God, according to Islam, one of God's noble name is the shrewd. So God, the shrewd mind or the perfect mind said, I will not let Christ die. I will make Judas look like Christ. So when people come, the Roman came to prosecute Jesus, they captured Judas Iscariot and crucified him. But Jesus went to heaven, did not die, ascended to heaven. God sent angel to ascend to him. Will come again, judge people based on the Quran, not on the Bible. Will kill the pig and break the cross. People who believe in Jesus and Muhammad will have double reward. So what is the purpose of all of this? It's to know how people think of us. When you have better understanding. And to know the beauty of God. We don't have double reward. We already get salvation. We are already saved. We are already redeemed by the pure blood of Christ. God is not a merchant. God is not a manager. We don't make transaction with God. Because God gives us everything. I don't love God so God will love me back. I love God because I cannot not love God. I do God's work because I cannot do other thing. I cannot do otherwise. I don't need double grace from God because the presence or being in the presence of God is everything. I don't need the presence of God plus 5% raise. Does not exist in the Christian mind. But exist. I don't need Horayin. I don't need to have sex. I don't need rivers of milk and rivers of honey and rivers of liquor. We don't need that. Because the joy there, no mind can speak of. Just the joy of being with God. These are the difference between the spiritual joy and the very bodily joy. That you get more sex, you get more liquor, you get more milk, you get more honey, you get larger palace and so on. That's where other people believe in. That is my perspective today. I hope you use this just to understand we're Muslim. We love Muslims. We're all fallen people. Jesus loves us and Jesus asks us to love others. But don't love people or treat them without you understand what they have. Because God also warned us, and the Bible warned us from small foxes, from prophet who come in angel clothes, or from wolves who come in sheep clothes. What will make us? Jesus asked us to what? Read the book. Inspect the book. Don't believe everything said to you. Is that what I do? I'm a teacher, my wife is a teacher. I tell my student, don't believe any word I say to you. Go and test it. And then believe in what you believe and throw away what you don't want to believe in. That we should know. We should be informed. But thank God we're Christians. I thank God being born in an Islamic country to understand this so I can speak to God. Not with malice against them. Sometimes I cannot stop sharing my amazement of what's being said. But what we got salvation, we got new life. We got an invitation to everyone, We're fallen, yet we're included and we're received and we're welcome. All what we need just to have an honest intention to act like God and to be God ambassador. To be an ambassador, you have to know. Talking a lot is cheap. My job is very cheap job because I talk a lot in the classroom. But doing it expressing it, it is what makes us all Christian. Thank you.